Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when you set a goal something exciting, ambitious even and then your mind starts playing those what-if games? What if it's not good enough? What if people are disappointed? Yeah, that's perfectionism creeping in. Today, we're tackling this beast head on because let's be honest, a little self-doubt is normal, but letting perfectionism run the show can seriously mess with your mojo. We're going to break down some practical strategies to help you manage those expectations, find that sweet spot of striving for excellence without becoming paralyzed by fear of falling short. So, grab your coffee, settle in, and get ready to level up your mindset. Because trust me, a little self-compassion goes a long way. First things first, recognize that perfection is this elusive, almost mythical idea. Ever finished something and thought, wow, it's actually perfect? Probably not. You know why? Because perfect is subjective. What one person considers flawless, another might find lacking. It's a moving target, and honestly, the pursuit of perfection can be more exhausting than rewarding. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't aim high. Set ambitious goals, push your boundaries, but remember to celebrate progress, not just the end result. Give yourself credit for every step forward, no matter how small. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on day one, right? It takes consistent effort and celebrating those smaller milestones along the way. Next up, learn to reframe your thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering those negative what-ifs, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it based on facts or just fear? Often, our biggest obstacles are the voices in our own heads. By learning to identify and reframe these negative thoughts, you can start to shift your mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. Another powerful tool is focusing on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions, your effort, and your attitude. Instead of getting bogged down by things outside your influence, focus on what you can do to make a positive impact. This sense of agency can be incredibly empowering. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has setbacks. It's part of a human experience. Don't let those moments define you. Learn from them, grow from them, and keep moving forward. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for an impossible standard? You know that feeling when you put in all this effort, but it never feels quite enough. That's perfectionism whispering in your ear, trying to convince you that you're not good enough. Let me tell you a story. I remember being invited to speak at this big conference. My palms were sweating, my stomach was doing flips the whole 9 yards. In my head, I was already envisioning this disastrous presentation where I stumbled over my words, forgot everything I'd prepared, and everyone walked out thinking I was a total fraud. It was exhausting just thinking about it. But then, something clicked. I realized that focusing on achieving perfection wasn't going to help me deliver a good talk. In fact, it was doing the opposite, it was paralyzing me with fear. So, I shifted my focus. Instead of worrying about being perfect, I decided to focus on sharing my message authentically and connecting with the audience. And you know what? The presentation went great. I felt confident, I had fun, and the audience seemed engaged. It wasn't because I was trying to be perfect, it was because I let go of that pressure and simply showed up as myself. That's a powerful lesson. True success comes from embracing our imperfections and striving for excellence, not perfection. So, remember these key takeaways, recognize that perfection is an illusion. Reframe your negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, and practice self-compassion. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and never stop learning and growing. And now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you manage perfectionism in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey toward mindful progress. Until next time, keep striving. Keep growing, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.